The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Not here. This is the safe zone. It's the a-hole safe zone. Once I leave it, there are trigger warnings all around me.
All around.
Trigger warning. You know what a trigger warning is for me? Aioli. If I see aioli, I know there's a trigger warning. I'm going to get upset because you're a pretentious dick.
Yeah, it's just mac sauce, dude. Yeah, aioli is just mac sauce.
No, it's aioli. Aioli.
Okay.
Aioli. All right. You can't even say it without sounding like a dick.
Aioli is like cock sauce.
Pretty much. Look, I jizzed all over the menu. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, coming up on the show today, we've got some shit to bitch about.
Fucking A.
Yeah, we do. Plus, we've got more small town news from Speak Out. Yes, there was not one, but two of them this
yes.
week. It's feast or famine with those fuckers in Plattsburgh.
Don't they know that we have a segment that requires that every week?
Yeah, it would be nice if they were a little more. Well, as winter is coming and the snow will fall,
winter
and the sidewalks will become an issue once again.
Winter is coming.
That's right. Winter is coming and the sidewalks will need to be cleaned. Oh, yeah. We also have some news about Jamie Kennedy, Khloe Kardashian, and the punk band Oakley Dokley.
Oh, yes. Dokley Oakley.
I don't know if they're punk. I think they're hard rock. Anyway, we'll play a little bit of that just so you know what's going on. Ha! Well, two shows in the books and one show to go. And before we wrap this up, the Monday night recording session, because as we record this, election night is tomorrow. So no spoilers for us.
Yeah, don't tell us what's going on.
Don't tell me what happened. I don't want to know what happened.
I
don't want to know. I'm playing it a little heavy, but I have had a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And these are, let me just give a plug to Track 7 for their Left Eye, Right Eye, Left Eye Triple IPA, which is a delightful 12% alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what 12% sounds like.
Sounds amazing.
And that's what pint number two sounds like. So we don't know how this show's going to go. It might go off the rails. I'm going to try and hold it together.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Hey!
So anything could happen. We don't know. Oh, it's time to match the stars. What's going to happen?
Those were very bad times.
Okay. It's just silliness now.
That's awesome.
It's just silliness now. All right. I want to start with this. So Jamie Kennedy, who is a comedian. I'm going to call him a comedian more than an actor because I've seen his movies. Oh, you're talking shit about Jamie Kennedy? Yep, I am. Anyway, he got very mad at a fan who burped at the wrong time during his stand-up set in Connecticut. Yeah, and it wasn't a guy. It was a lady who burped.
Are you all right? Don't freak out. This is a cheers moment, man. So I'm freaked out. Who else are you
going
to get?
I'm there with my friend.
If you had any balls, you were scared. Don't fucking lose your fake-ass fucking friends. They're not your friends. You don't even talk about anything. You don't talk about anything. You don't even know anything about her. You get it? Your life is a lie. Your life is bullshit. You live on credit cards and lies. You live on a fucking island of bullshit.
Part of me wants to go beat the
fuck out of
you.
Oh, yeah. I'm just right here
the whole time.
Not enough balls. Not enough balls. Not enough balls. A little bit of head. I thought everyone was an apology. I'm not kicking out. You're kicking yourself out.
record a comedian doing a rant? Shut up!
Yeah.
Don't do your own little commentary.
Unless you're adding something.
I officially hate everybody involved with this video. I hate the lady who burped and then, instead of apologizing, left. I hate Jamie Kennedy for making a big deal out of a lady burping. And I hate the people who took the video and wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I concur.
That's not even my rant. It's not even my grievance.
Did they take it at least in landscape?
No! No, they didn't. It looks like they shot it in fucking Facebook Live or some goddamn nonsense because it was square. Which is the worst? Pick one. I at least I'll respect you for making a choice if you do it the wrong way. God damn it. All right, fine.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
It's like we jumped ahead in the show.
He just had to get it out. He had to get that out.
What it was. It's not even the alcohol. I'm just irritated.
Yeah, I'm kind of irritated by listening to that too.
God damn it. I'll confess, I did not pre-listen to that. I said, you know what, this will be great fresh. I was wrong, so fuck you too, TMZ, for putting that goddamn unintelligible bullshit out there.
Yeah. Fuck you, dicks. TMZ.
Dicks. Kareem, do you have any grievances this week?
My grievance this week is black people.
Oh, well, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the Trump train, sir. Go on. Why
I'm so
is
fucking tired. The city that we everybody complains about weed, the lack of opportunity or whatever, and then they fucking shit on everything that we get. So they make the Luke Cage show on Netflix.
Right.
It's a fucking comic book. The acting is not supposed to be Oscar-nominated acting.
Right.
The script is not supposed to be Oscar, not Shakespeare. It's a fucking comic book.
Right.
So you're going to get comic book material.
Yeah, it's going to be written for 15-year-old guys.
Exactly.
I've seen all the Daredevils. I've seen Jessica Jones, and I've seen all the Luke Cages. I've seen all of those on Netflix. And Luke Cage was probably my favorite out of all of them, and it was dope.
And you're not the black people that are shitting on it.
Yeah, well.
Are these people going to see Tyler Perry's Boo?
Yes.
Fuck them. Yes. Fuck you. Because fuck you for supporting that horse shit.
Yes, and my point exactly. So the same people, Nate Parker did Birth of a Nation, they went along with the, oh, he raped a girl in college bullshit. It's like, no, they don't want us to make movies like this, so they will shit on this movie to keep it from to be able to say, we can't greenlight black movies like this because you guys won't go see them. And it's like, oh, no, Larry, I posted something about that, and Larry's like, oh, no, folks are woke now. No, folks are fucking stupid. Because if you think that that is not what the purpose was behind all of that shit coming out now, you're as dumb as the Donald Trump supporters, because that was the purpose of all that shit coming out when it came out. And just the, oh, well, he didn't make it like historically accurate. No fucking shit. It's a fucking movie. Everybody who does a historical drama takes fucking creative license what happens.
Yeah, it's not a documentary.
It's not a documentary. It's a fucking movie.
Yeah, Ken Burns is doing something different.
Yes. So we got that shit.
And if you're going to see Tyler Perry's Madea in anything, no.
No.
No. No, no.
Well, they better go out. I mean, and the thing that sucks, too, is that, like, I'm just hoping people go out and see Moonlight, because I've heard that Moonlight is an amazing film, right? So... But now they've had the other one, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, they're flocking to Moonlight. And it goes, and part of it is this whole we have to protect women from men all the time bullshit. It's like, no, you need to make better fucking decisions. That's the other part of that. Is you need to make better fucking decisions. If you know the guy got 10 fucking kids by 10 fucking women, then you need to not fuck him. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's the other part of that.
That's poor decision making.
That's poor decision making. So that's the other part of what a part of what that is. is you got this whole feminist thing now. Well, all men are bad. Like, yeah, right. Really? This is a fucking surprise to you? The first fucking thing that you say about us is men are made, boys are made of snakes and snails and puppy dog tails.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known this for ever since you were a kid. Now, Johnny Taylor posted something about somebody, a guy in his office saying that, and I'm all over the place right now.
You are.
About some guys saying
and Kareem has not had any alcohol.
Saying that girls don't like nice guys. And he was like, oh, well, maybe they just don't like whiny fucking bitches. Like, no, women make bad fucking decisions. So if we're going to have a conversation about men-women relationships, then we have to fucking acknowledge that. That's what happens a lot of fucking times. So that was that part. And then back to my black people day.
Okay.
And then I got into an argument with somebody last night about President Obama hasn't done anything for black people. The fact that he's fucking president has done way more for black people than any program that he could have put in place. The high school graduation rate for blacks and Latinos last year was 78%. That's the highest it's ever fucking been.
That's awesome.
In our history. And why is that?
And leading by example.
Leading by example, yeah. So you can get some people going to be like, oh, he didn't have nothing to do with that. Like, no, he has something to do with that because now they see that the impossible is possible.
For 8 years.
We've
had an African-American president and first lady and first family, and they have conducted themselves with nothing but class and dignity by any standard.
Exactly. And that is the image of black people that the media, the news, that's not the image that they want. So he has, just by the fact that we've had that for 8 years, shows kids that shit is possible.
Yeah. Better than the Cosby Show.
Better than the Cosby Show.
Because it's real and there was no drugging and raping.
Exactly.
That we know of.
Exactly.
It may come out later. We don't know yet.
So if you think he hasn't done enough for black people, kiss my dick.
Cheers to you,
cheers,
sir.
Cheers to your dick.
I can. By the way, since you mentioned movies, I Googled black movies, and here's what comes up at the top. And I will read from left to right because it shows pictures. Movies / black. Do the Right Thing. The Color Purple. Waiting to Exhale. The Butler. The Five Heartbeats. A movie I've never heard of called Black. And then the next one over is Shaft from 1971.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, I love that movie.
Yes. Color Purple got made. Look, Color Purple got made because Steven Spielberg made it.
Yeah,
right.
You know, that movie doesn't get made, and a bunch of black people put money in it. That movie doesn't get made otherwise.
Yeah. Right? Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And for you not to be at, for us to be at this point, and you not to understand how this shit works, then that's your fault. So get your head out your ass. And if you don't like what to say, kiss me in the crack of my eye.
His dick and then the crack of his ass. Jason, what's been bugging you?
Oh, man. Like, it's fucking stupid white people that are on my Facebook that are.
Oh,
that
now I have to go for either Mexicans or Asians. Thanks, guys. God damn it.
No, these people that are, I mean, like, and I say white people because it's none of my color friends. It's none of my friends that are Latino or black.
Did you hear that? He said none of my colored friends.
He said colored.
Because I'm talking about multiple colors, people of color.
I still love that Jason said none of my colored friends. I'm totally clipping that out. just for the record. Go on. finish your thought.
Because like they're just the shit that they post about Trump is just the most ridiculous fucking shit I've ever seen. Like this guy like posted this thing about some guy getting his truck vandalized because it had Trump stickers on it, and it got vandalized. And he's like, and they say that the Republicans are the terrorists and are disrupting things. I'm like, did you not just like what are you fucking talking about? What this is like. Oh my! I just like he posted that, but like the black church that got vandalized and had the
I had a friend who believes that was the work of Hillary supporters.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean like because that's what they
wait. Do they not? That is like that is the epicenter of civil rights bad shit that happened.
I know.
The place that church got set on fire.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and they say that, and it's like, did you not just see what happened like less than a week ago? Like, do you not see? Do you not read news? Like, just because it happened to black people, it doesn't count. It happened at a black church, it doesn't count. Like, but it happened to one white guy that had a truck that had Trump Pence, you know, and probably also had a Tea Party fucking flag on it.
Or he wanted some insurance money. We don't know.
So like somebody posted about that, and I said something about it. So I posted something like that. I've been stupid. I've been starting to check people. Like this one chick today, she said something about how like Hillary must have threatened Comey's family. And like that's and that's why the FBI like she posted something from like a website. She posted something from a website and then like said like, I don't know about you, but this sounds like an inside job or something. Like who can go through that many email? Like, and it was like a posting that like, it's like, do you not know how fucking Google works, bitch? Like, Google gets you every single search within milliseconds. And do you not think that they have software out there that can do that with fucking emails? Are you a fucking like, what the fuck's up with your?
To your point, Edward Snowden, they asked Edward Snowden just how fast the FBI could read Hillary Clinton's emails. He said an old laptop could do it in about an hour or two with the right things put in.
Have you not fucking used Excel before and seen how you can fucking shit? Like, what you can do with fucking Excel is ridiculous.
Yes.
And you can fucking do that with Excel. What makes you think that the FBI top fucking guys that have all the computer shit, the guys that were fucking hackers at one time, guys who were hackers that now work for the FBI because that's how it fucking works. These guys get contracts because they're such good fucking hackers, and they hope to do that. They go to fucking conferences so they can get jobs, the CIA and the fucking FBI. Are you a fucking idiot? Like, why don't people just fucking listen and stop fucking believing all this fucking propaganda? And then fucking Trump fucking like saying, like, when he's talking in his fucking speech, and he's fucking talking about how President Obama was yelling at somebody that, like, just like 2 days before, he was not yelling at anybody. He was actually telling people to calm the fuck down and to like let this old man talk because, hey, he's an elder. He served our country and he's supporting. Don't boo him. Go vote. Fucking like, don't be a fucking like what? And then Trump comes out and he fucking does that. And he says like, and he's like, I studied. I see this. I studied. I watched it. So what he's saying in that code board is like, hey, you guys are all so stupid that you don't need to go out and check anything because I already did it. So you can trust me. What the fuck, man? Open your fucking eyes. Read some shit. Like, fucking Adam, if you're going to listen to this, I hope you're listening to this, Adam. Man, you're a nice enough guy. And I know that I probably might ruin my chances of ever getting in any type of acting stuff because you're doing a lot of acting stuff here in Sacramento right now. But what the fuck are you posting and shit, like, about how you felt so dirty about voting for today? You shouldn't have fucking voted for Trump then, you fucking asshole. No wonder you feel so dirty. Because you voted for somebody that you know does not stand up for your Christian fucking ideals that you've been talking about for the last 10 years, and you're a fucking Christian, and you talk about God. If you really talked about God, you would not be fucking you would not be voting for fucking Trump. What the fuck's up with you? Like, how can you say you're a Christian and fucking vote for Trump? This guy talks about grabbing pussies. He wants to grab a pussy. Would you leave your wife alone in a fucking room with Trump? And you're going to vote for that asshole? Get the fuck out of here.
Last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Exactly.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
So, I'm sorry.
Those were very bad times.
And I know that I have people that will say that I'm being reverse racist because I'm talking about, but no, my white friends, my white family, you guys need to fucking open your eyes and not be fucking idiots. Like, really, think about it. Like,
we gotta stop the madness.
If Hillary was really as bad as everybody fucking says she is, they would have found some shit on her. But they've been doing this fucking witch hunt against her for fucking 28 years. Ever since since her husband was in fucking office. They killed her. They killed her health plan that she had, that she'd drawn up, that was going to give people free health care and, like, give kids universal health care. She wanted to give kids universal health care. And you know what happened? Fucking all these Trump, guys like Trump, fucking decided, nope, we're going to shut you down.
What?
So, oh my God, just really. She's the best fucking criminal ever. In 28 years, she has not been fucking arrested.
I am an FBI agent.
Exactly.
Sorry, fuck, man. And I actually did not want to talk about politics because
it's over.
Because it's fucking over.
It's over. And I have to follow that?
Hey, I just want all my white friends that are like have been against Obama, have said shit about Obama. Let's check the history books in 20 years and see where we're at and what we think about the guy. And we'll talk about how shitty Congress was during that last 4 years. Fuck all y'all.
In the first 4 years. All 8 years, really. All right. I have something. You know, mine seems inconsequential now, but found out that, like last weekend that there's something called mannequining, which, by the way, is a stupid ass name for anything. But here's what it is, and it was started by kids who were doing it at high schools, I believe. So good for them. I'm not going to shit on kids for doing it because kids do stuff that's kind of dumb. Whatever. But then ESPN found out about it, and then it started to spread like it does. I think it's going to die a quick death because it's dumb. It's people posing like mannequins, and then someone will take a camera and go around them and post the video online because, look at me, I'm a mannequin. At least planking required some sort of skill or imagination. This is just stupid. And I saw some posting on it where it was done, where they just went through an office and everybody's at their fucking desk mannequining. You know what? You always look like that. You always look like that. You're just sitting at a goddamn desk. You going, ooh, and putting your hands up to your face like you're Kevin in a goddamn Home Alone does not make it any more clever. Quit it. Stop it.
If you've taken improv classes with Brian Krall at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, you've done plenty of mannequin in Improv 101.
What?
It's an improv trick. It's ridiculous. Come on, guys.
By the way, Brian Krall, has he sold his bunk beds yet? He had bunk beds for sale. I saw a bed, bunk beds for sale, $100 the best offer.
I think John Ross got those.
And I really wanted to just comment, oh, you and Mignon have decided to take the next step from bunk beds to side-by-sides. Whatever. Anyway.
Hey, Ward in June. Guess you will be leaving that beaver.
Lucy and Ricky.
You know, I hope Brian got his $100 for his bunk beds. They were nice bunk beds. I don't know. I'm not crapping on the bunk beds. I just thought it was funny. It's like, hey, I got some bunk beds for sale. It was just... It's just the stupidest goddamn thing. I have seen so much dumb shit that people have posted. I have friends who have so lost their minds about, and I know it's over at this point, but the election has made so many people lose their good sense.
I'm just like, just look at how shit works, how certain processes work. And half the shit that you're saying can't happen because the system is not set up for this shit to work that way. Like my friend who unfriended me, I was like, dude, when you go to federal court, it's pretty much a slam dunk. It's almost a formality. I have a friend that works for a federal judge, and her 15 years of working in the federal courts, maybe 10 people have gotten off. Maybe 10. That's a high estimate. 10 out of, I remember, I'm thinking hundreds, maybe thousands of cases that they've seen in her time working there.
Yeah, because by the time they bring it, they're pretty sure.
They're pretty sure. So if Bill and Hillary did have an inkling of the shit that they said that they did, they would be under the prison.
Well, and the fact that they had not, like, they were not rich people. Like, Hillary was not a rich person.
No.
They've grown their wealth. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's the fucking, like, that's... Oh, man. Like, she
And by the way, I don't love Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Let's be very clear about that. I do not love Hillary Clinton. But let's relax for a moment.
Yes. Like, she can run the country.
And
Mitt Romney could have ran the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This dude is a fucking moron.
President-elect Bush, you're saying.
No, he makes Bush look smart.
Oh, President-elect Trump, I'm sorry.
Yes, he makes Bush look smart.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because Bill Maher apologized for the way liberals portrayed George W. Bush and Mitt Romney as being the worst, most apocalyptic thing ever. Because now, you know, President-elect Trump, I'm saying it like he won, because it's easier if I do it that way, and I'm wrong. I would rather be wrong this way.
Yeah.
But President-elect Trump is, I mean, he's never held any office.
No.
Ever.
He's never held any office except for those that he has bankrupted.
Exactly. He does not understand how government works. And he may in fact be our president-elect at this point.
And he doesn't know, he can't even watch a video and realize that somebody's not yelling at somebody else.
Well, the bottom line is he is a carnival huckster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very good at it.
Yes.
But it's very weird when you hear about Mexico making contingency plans and Europe going, this is going to be bad. It's as we go through the next 4 years with President-elect Trump, and I'm going to keep saying it, even if I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong. Please be wrong. It's just going to be weird.
Yeah. And just imagine if, and there's not even if, when we have another tragedy in this country, because it will happen.
Of course.
What the fuck is he going to say? Like, is he going to be the person who's going to calm the country down, or is he going to be the person that throws a fucking match on a wood pile that's already got gasoline on it?
He's going to fire it up, and I have to, let me see if I can find this really quickly. I should have just clicked on my name there. He did a 2-minute video. It was an election video.
Fuck him.
And the Al Franken claimed, well, he didn't do it. He had a team that did it. That Al Franken claims is anti-Semitic because it features Jewish people in it. Now, I can't speak to whether it's anti-Semitic or not. Oh, hold on. I have to turn the music down. But take a listen to this video. And it's perfect. It is so well done with its message and its imagery. And again, the election was several days ago, so we're sort of talking about whatever. But this is a Donald Trump campaign ad, 2 minutes long. Take a quick listen to this.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you. And we will make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
I think he straight up lifted that whole speech from Adolf Hitler in 1940.
You know, not since Leni Riefenstahl has there been such a great piece. One of my friends, as I posted this on Facebook, because I posted it on Facebook, again, a week or so ago, and I said, I can't comment on whether it's anti-Semitic, but the 2-minute piece is well produced. It's all the right notes to connect with frustrated, disenfranchised people. We may yet have President Von Clownstick. And one of my friends commented, I watched that last night and wept at its surgical precision in hitting just the right notes in all the right ways to draw unthinking voters in Dangerous and Beautiful. That's what it was. I mean, it was a beautiful piece of marketing. I mean, marketing is what I do. That was beautiful. Everything sounded incredibly sincere. The imagery that went with it, it was every color and shape American you can imagine in the whole thing. At the points where he's talking about villainy, he was showing Hillary and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and all the things that need to have happen. So it's very interesting how it all went down. But again, President-elect Trump, or not, we don't know yet as we record it.
That was straight up propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like you go back and watch some of Goebbels.
We're in America. We don't do propaganda.
No, that's straight up.
We do propaganda constantly.
All the time.
Nothing but propaganda.
We're Americans. We don't do propaganda.
We do propaganda better than everyone.
We don't fall for that propaganda.
Look at World War II cartoons.
Yeah.
We do propaganda better than anybody. This is the United States of America. We do everything.
We do
better.
Propaganda so well that you think it's news.
Well, and there's a lot of fake news sites out there that people are sharing too.
Yeah, that's one.
It's not really news. It's fake news sites that people are setting up. That's bullshit. All right, now to something more. Khloe Kardashian. She's over the BS. The reality star took to Twitter to shut down anyone who was trying to start drama over her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Saying, this is why I fucking hate interviews. You people twist my words around. Don't start fucking drama. Reaching really hard. She continued a follow-up tweet. I try to be nice, but frankly, you just irritate the fuck out of me, and I'd rather be antisocial.
What happened?
She doesn't specifically state which outlet she's addressing. Khloe is likely referring to the story she told Kimmel about Kendall Jenner's 21st birthday, where the supermodel was gifted a car by a mystery man during her party, and Khloe couldn't help but laugh at the situation, saying, "We go outside and there's a Rolls Royce with a man standing there." And I was like, "Who's the gift, the guy or the car?" And then this guy hands a pair of keys to Kendall, and I'm like, "Do we even know who this guy is? Is he a prince or is this a joke?" She added, "I think on my 21st, I got dinner and a purse or something." She joked that Kendall had sipped quite a few drinks during her celebration, which, you know, it's what you do on the 21st, and forgot about the gift. That's how drunk she was. She didn't remember that she got a car. Now, despite kidding around, several media outlets have picked up the story and used it as a headline. So, sorry, I'm on Khloe's side here.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
You can't quit them.
You can't
quit the Kardashians.
No, I fully quit them. I don't watch their shows. All right, now let's.
I can't quit you,
Khloe. I can't quit you. You know what I can quit? This band. It's a metal band inspired by Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
it's called Oakley Dokley.
Is it Christian heavy metal?
No, it's a band featuring Head Ned, who does vocals, Red Ned, who does synths, Stead Ned, who does the guitar, and Thread Ned, who does bass, and Bled Ned, who does drums. They have an entire album of heavy metal tracks with lyrics lifted almost entirely from Flanders' memorable lines. The band's debut album, Howdly Doodly, arrived last Friday entirely on Bandcamp, and it might be better than you expect. Let's take a listen to this song called White Wine Spritzer. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just enough to get you a taste of what it sounds like. It's more visual, too, so check it out on YouTube if you have not had the chance to yet. None of the guys play left-handed, though, so the leftorium is not a thing. They do all have mustaches, though.
White wine spritzer.
band is entirely in black sweaters with purple dress shirts underneath. It's quite something. It's quite something.
Did he have a song about his dead wife?
You know, I'm not quite sure what the whole thing is. I've heard about the band before, so they're not new, but yeah, they've got... by the way, you can get the album for $6.99 on Bandcamp. Here is the song listings. They have White Wine Spritzer, which we just heard. Mm-hmm. Flander Doodles. Vegetables. Nothing at all. You're a Jerk. Sacrifice. Press Destruct Button. More Animal Than Flan. Or Flan. They Warned Me. Donut Hell. Panic Room. Godspeed Little Doodle. And All That Is Left. So that album is out. Enjoy it if you so desire. And if not, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Who really gives a shit? All right, let's do this to wrap it up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Oh, speak out. Feast or famine. Wish the city would enforce the codes they enact. People are parking in their front yard and it looks atrocious. Let the building inspectors enforce this code and give out citations. We pay enough in taxes not to have this go unnoticed. Very disappointed in soccer coach for not disciplining player had poor sportsmanship at recent game. That's all it says.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Hey, it's about time we had a third major political party. Perhaps we could have avoided the president fiasco. Or the present fiasco, sorry. Also, cops are supposed to serve and protect people, not run through a red light. Not even with their light on and almost T-bone a car. That happened on October 25th.
Maybe you shouldn't have had the Jimmy Buffett up so high and heard the sirens.
Cheeseburger in paradise. You know, Plattsburgh never disappoints with their passive-aggressive nonsense. They really, really don't. It's quite something. Hold on here. All right. And finally... Maybe if the school superintendent had to pay the electricity bill at the school out of his pocket, they might not leave the soccer field lights on all night long after the games are over.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I couldn't sleep because the light was coming through my window.
I was very upset that the lights were on all night long. I was up peeing at 3 a.m. and I looked out my window. I saw the lights on, and I don't know what's going on.
It's the superintendent's fault, too. I mean, I'm sure he was directly responsible for keeping those lights on.
Fucking superintendent didn't turn the lights off. Should bill that cocksucker.
That guy, he's an asshole.
He's a dick. Son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
All right, well, That's the show. We've gone over. I'm sorry,
man.
It's gonna do it for Small Town News. That's gonna do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope your Monday's not treating you too badly.
That was a cock explosion of a episode.
There's a lot of anger. We've been harnessing a lot of anger. That was the three of us.
Yes,
black people, white people, and mannequining.
Exactly.
We're very angry about all three of those things. By the way, next week, Mexicans, we're coming for ya.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we've forgotten about Asians.
No.
Well, maybe just Diana Hong. We'll just target our anger at her.
Oh, no.
That's one Asian. One random Asian. So we'll do. All right, everybody, have a great one. We'll be back on Wednesday with fresh new episodes. For the time being, but remember, I have a wedding and a honeymoon, so 3 weeks of classic episodes, starting the day before Thanksgiving. So thanks for being understanding and getting us through this whole thing. In the meantime, do all of your shopping on the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
It's easy.
It's how you keep yourself busy. And by the way, we'll be streaming the wedding ceremony live. We'll put the link on Facebook, on the Nate Darling Show page, on my personal page. I'm sure these guys will share it as well. So you can watch me walk down the aisle and do my grand entrance and my grand exit. Yes, you can look at my ass.
I've been waiting.
In his hat.
Well, no. No hats for the ceremony for people in the wedding party. But you can see the people in the audience with their hats.
So. I'm going to wear a big, huge hat that makes it so people in back of me can't see.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to wear one of those old black lady church hats.
Oh, so good. So good. I'm very excited for all of it.
I'm going to wear a Jimmy hat.
And gonna go sit in the, and I'm going to go sit in the front row.
I'm wearing a Jimmy hat to the wedding.
Oh, man.
If you'd have did that 10 months ago, you'd get some sleep now.
Oh, man, so true.
All right, everybody, take care. We're back next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.